This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Something very interesting happened over the weekend that I need to bring to Tiki Barber's attention.
Yes.
And to the entire WFAN audience.
What happened?
I am so proud of Tommy Lugauer.
Tommy.
I'm so proud of him. And something happened over the weekend. It was very under the radar.
Lugie.
I don't know how many people noticed it, but I almost teared when I heard it.
Lugie!
So, as you guys recall, after the Knicks blew game one, Tommy did this video. And I don't think he did it on purpose, but maybe that's part of his brilliance. He uttered, "No biggie."
No biggie.
No biggie. And it kind of became the rallying cry of the New York Knicks. No biggie. Like, yeah, we're okay, no biggie. And I loved it. Sean loved it. We all loved it, right?
No biggie.
Over the weekend, Gary Cohen. And listen, we all love Gary, but Gary doesn't exactly have, like, the biggest sense of humor in the world.
Uh-huh.
Gary Cohen was talking about Lou Gehrig. He was talking about Cal Ripken Jr., pretty serious subject. And all of a sudden, Gary Cohen channeled Tommy Lugauer. Take a listen. This is from SNY over the weekend.
For the disease that would bear his name began to slow him down, and he had to take himself out of the lineup.
Talking about Lou Gehrig here.
Of course, for Gehrig, as for Cal Ripken, who broke his mark, it was no biggie. It was just what he did.
Oh, my God. I mean, was that, you tell me, was that Gary paying homage to Tommy's no biggie?
The context was wrong. So, no.
No!
Tommy!
You're going no?
I'm going no.
You're going no?
I can't see it.
Sean?
Tommy's no biggie is, don't worry about it. The no biggie that he was talking, what Gary Cohen was talking about, was, I do this every day.
All right. My lean is, I think no biggie has caught fire in the New York area. Because of, and I think the beauty of no biggie, Tiki, is that it can be used in different contexts. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure Gary goes to no biggie. It's taken off. It's everywhere. Everybody's using it. However, here's my one thing, though, real quick.
Yes, of course.
I don't know if you guys feel this way. Every time you buy a new car, all right, don't you feel like when you get on the road, suddenly you notice a million versions of your car out there?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yes.
Oh, wow, there's that. I have that. 100%. And now I'm wondering if, because Tommy said no biggie, have we been missing all these no biggies?
So here's my answer to that. I've listened to Gary Cohen all my life, back from his days here at WFAN doing Mets play-by-play to him being a star on SNY. Speaking of SNY, hello, SNY. Welcome in on this program. We're talking about Gary Cohen because he said no biggie over the weekend.
Biggie.
And we think it's an honor of Tommy Lugauer.
No biggie.
All these years listening to Gary Cohen, I don't know if I ever heard him say no biggie.
No biggie.
No biggie you would recognize. It's not one of those.
I think I would've.
It's not one of those phrases that just kind of you miss.
Right. That's
because,
why.
It's either making light of something or saying, as I just said, what I think he's referring to, this is what I do every day.
So what I would say to the audience, specifically Dan, who basically works for our show without getting paid, he's this loyal listener who finds everything. What I would say to Dan or anybody else is, find me another clip of Gary Cohen saying no biggie.
No biggie.
And I'll say, all right, he didn't honor Tommy. But I'm telling you, you're not going to find it. I think this was the first time we ever heard Gary Cohen say no biggie.
So,
and it just happened to happen right after Tommy unveiled it.
Tommy, do you do this in print as well? Is the no biggie in print? Or is, I'm being honest, or is it just in videos after Nick games?
I have tweeted it in print. And I've also said it in video, so both.
Yeah, so I have a list of no biggie Nixon 7, take it to the bank. Right. No biggie Nixon 7, take it to the bank.
That's good.
Yeah, a lot of them.
Because that's trackable. That's traceable. Now if people who follow you or who see the, I don't know, the subtweets of your tweets are saying no biggie and it's printed as
no
opposed
biggie
to said, then you can claim credit.
I give him credit. In fact, I advise Tommy, I may have to lay out some money for him. I think he's got to copyright it. I think we got to head to D.C. and get this taken care of.
I think you're right. I think I've created something for the New York sports fans lexicon, a Hakuna Matata, one would say. Whenever something bad goes wrong, no biggie.
No biggie.
The Mets blow a big division lead like Sal. He could have dropped the no biggie.
No biggie.
Knicks get eliminated in the Eastern Conference Finals. No biggie.
Well, okay, so that's my one issue with you. The Knicks lose to the Indiana Pacers on Saturday night. I didn't see a no biggie.
I did not drop a no biggie.
There was no no biggie, which proves it was a biggie.
Have you made shirts?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And stuff with this.
I have not created any swag for it yet.
So no logos, no...
No.
I did mention no biggie as far as shirts to management today.
Oh, good.
I think we should be spiraling.
If that happens, trademark it.
Quickly. Yes, get it done. So anyhow, thank you, Gary Cohen, for honoring Tommy Lugap.
No biggie.
We should ask you, Tommy, did you take that as Gary honoring you?
Yeah, I think it's one of those things where Gary, clearly a listener to not only our program, but the Lugauer.
Sure.
And maybe, I don't think he's on social media, but perhaps he's buddies with my buddy, Ben Stiller, and Ben Stiller is just retweeting everything
I
put out there.
Can you imagine Gary Cohen and Ben Stiller just chilling, just texting each other random stuff?
Oh, Ben Stiller... He definitely saw it then.
Yeah.
If Ben Stiller retweeted one of yours, a re-X or whatever the heck it is now, then he definitely saw it.
He'll probably be in his next movie. Ben Stiller will be called No Biggie. So you're right. I don't know how to trademark anything, but I got a couple things I got to trademark, especially that.
Either way, I want to congratulate you because when I heard it this weekend, I said, that's for Tommy. Now, one last thing before we get back to your calls about Tom Thibodeau. So there's going to be discussions. This is according to Ian Begley, and Ian is as locked in on the Knicks as anybody in terms of covering them, that It's likely Tom Thibodeau is going to come back, but they're going to have discussions this week. Management's going to talk about it. And there are some in the Knicks front office who are not huge fans of Tom Thibodeau. And I think there's variations on what they can do here. I think it's very likely that Tom Thibodeau comes back.
Right.
I think there's a chance there's a change to the coaching staff. Maybe they bring in someone who's more offensive-minded to kind of be a coordinator, if you will, and help Tom Thibodeau out. But I think he's going to come back. Now, the argument against him, and this is the one thing that bothers me about this whole discussion, people will say, how could you fire Tom Thibodeau? They've gotten better every year. They were in the conference finals. Look what the Knicks used to be, blah, blah, blah. And all that is true, but it's not relevant. It isn't. The only thing that's relevant to the decision on if Tom should come back or not is, do you think he can coach this team to a championship? If the answer is no, despite what he's put on the resume,
yes,
you shouldn't bring him back. If the answer is yes, bring him back.
Mm-hmm.
So I get both sides to it, but don't cite the Knicks history, because the Knicks history is irrelevant to me, because that's not how you should be making this decision.
Well, it's also how much credit is Tom Thibodeau going to get for what he's done in the five years he's been here. Because before he came, the Knicks were not even close to being in the conversation. Now, at least for the last couple, it feels like they're at least in the conversation about a team that could win a championship.
Yeah.
And so he deserves a ton of credit for that. But the question that you're asking, I don't know if it's answerable. And right now, I don't know if you look at this team, how it was constructed right before the beginning of the season, obviously with the trades, we should say, and what they did in the regular season and where they fell short in the postseason. I don't think you have a good enough answer to say he's not the guy, because every year you say, just get better. Every year, they just get better.
That has been the case, yes.
So, like, you can't argue with that fact. Now, do you believe that he's not good enough to go up against the best coaches in the NBA tactically? Possibly, but that's, I don't know if that's necessarily fire Tom Thibodeau. It's what you suggested. You bring in a different offensive mind / coordinator to take care of that side of the game, or at least help him think of it differently.
Right.
And so, if he clearly has the ear of his players. Right, it took a couple of years, but most of these guys stayed healthy this year as opposed to previous seasons where they got ground down by all of the minutes that they would play. It didn't feel like that was the issue. Now, maybe fatigue was an issue, but what he's done has worked in what you've asked him to do. Get better, take this team farther every year. Firing him feels, I don't know, hasty based on an emotional loss in Game 6 of the Eastern Conference Finals.
It also brings me to another cross-sports reference. Earlier in the show, if you missed it, or rewind on the Odyssey app, the end of the Knicks season felt like a lot, very similar to the end of the Yankee season, where something that was a bugaboo all year, the Yankee defense, came home to roost, if you will, or the chicken came home to roost, as we figured out. At the very end, same thing with the Knicks, the communication on defense, their issues. It came back to roost at the very end. So I use the baseball analogy. I want to use a football analogy for Tom Thibodeau. Andy Reid couldn't win the big one until he won the big one.
Yeah,
and so,
and now he's known for winning the big one.
And now he's one of the greatest coaches of all time. Mm-hmm. And I know it's not exactly the same. It's not the same. Andy Reid got to a Super Bowl. Tom Thibodeau's never been to an NBA Finals. But I think we'd all agree, when you look at his time in Chicago, briefly in Minnesota, they made the playoffs once, and clearly here with the Knicks, Tom Thibodeau's gotten the most out of his talent, or has gotten a lot out of his talent, and has been a consistent playoff performer, or has gotten to the playoffs on a consistent basis. But he hasn't won the big one. And a lot of times they haven't won the big one as a favorite. Like, they were favorites, at least in terms of home court advantage, against the Miami Heat when he coached the Chicago Bulls back in 2011. They lost in five.
Yeah.
Every round the Knicks have lost with Tom Thibodeau as head coach, they've been the favorites with home court advantage. Atlanta 21, Miami 23, last year Indiana, this year Indiana.
Right.
But I always have that hesitation on a really good coach of, we make the statement, like, declaratively, oh, he can't win because he hasn't done it yet. And then they become Andy Reid.
Yeah.
So that's where I pause a little bit on Tom Thibodeau can never win an NBA championship.
I actually don't know this answer in Philly, what the current thought is on Andy Reid. But I remember when he was pushed out and ultimately ended up in Kansas City, what the thought was of Andy Reid in Philly, which was not very good. It was, he's a good coach, but he's never, ever going to be a great coach. That was the thought on Andy Reid.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.